As the community mourns the tragic anniversary of the death of a Montrose mother, a pre-trial conference is slated next month for her husband, accused of her murder. Donald James Danchella, born in 1977, is scheduled to appear in court on December 11 for a pre-trial conference. A 3-day preliminary inquiry has been set for February 23-25 next year, in Rossland. The hearing will determine if there is enough evidence to proceed to trial. Danchella is charged with first-degree murder in connection with the November 4, 2024, death of Lindsay Christine Danchella, née Batts, who was 44. He has remained in custody since the day of the alleged crime, when police were called to a Montrose residence for reports of a man attacking a woman on the front lawn. Lindsay Danchella was found with critical injuries and later died in hospital. The BCRCMP Southeast District Major Crime Unit is leading the investigation. The BC Prosecution Service upgraded the original second-degree murder charge to first degree in early 2025. Lindsay Danchella's death sent shockwaves through the close-knit communities of Montrose, Trail, and surrounding towns, where she was a well-known and deeply respected nurse. According to her obituary, Lindsay was born in Vancouver on March 16, 1980, and raised in Richmond. She graduated from Hugh McRoberts Secondary and earned a nursing degree from Douglas College. She later completed a Bachelor of Science through the University of Victoria. Her career began in the cardiology unit at Richmond General Hospital, where she formed many lasting friendships. In 2018, Lindsay moved to Montrose and joined the Kootenay Boundary Regional Hospital as the patient care coordinator of the surgical unit. She later served as the community care coordinator for Trail Home Health Services. She is survived by her young son Matthew, her mother Dale, sister Kelsey, extended family, and many friends and colleagues across BC. Her obituary described her as a dedicated nurse and loving mother whose greatest joy was time spent with her son. From baking cookies and cuddling on the couch to afternoons at Noni's Park, his favorite place to play. The BC Nurses Union held a memorial march in Lindsay's honor last December on the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. This year, the union is planning another memory walk and rally in her name, set for November 25, the International Day to Eliminate Violence Against Women. Event details are forthcoming. Donald Danchella remains in custody. Under Canadian law, first-degree murder carries an automatic life sentence with no eligibility for parole for 25 years if convicted.